Hi, Pod People. In our last installment, you heard what went into the second season of The Grayscale in preparation for our series finale on February 14th. Tonight, we look at our current season, Season 3. We knew that this season of The Grayscale was likely to be the last one, so we aimed to give you everything you ever wanted. Episodes where the main characters got what they were after at the beginning of the story, only to learn that it might not have been what they actually wanted. What that really meant internally for us is that we took some chances and risks on stories we had wanted to write since the beginning that may have once been deemed too difficult or not right. We toyed with recording actors from afar. We recorded an entire episode outdoors, in a public park no less. We tackled the last genre from the original Twilight Zone that we had yet to explore, the Western. This season, we shot for the moon, especially with our change of narrator and post-credit storyline. What's that you say? You don't know about the post-credit storyline? Well, that's what you get for not listening through the credits. Don't worry though, we will go over that in this episode. We wanted this season to tell a complete story, and we are thrilled with how that turned out. So, one more time, let's get ready for the big finale. Let's jump into Season 3 and the introduction of The What.
Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted.
Jump back into the world of The Grayscale only a few months after the conclusion of Season 2, which left the status of the voice inside your head unknown. It also left us a job opening.
To whom it may concern. Well, that was never the whom I found myself particularly concerned with. People, as they have shown time and again, are simply replaceable. Archetypes, a finite combination of attributes sculpted around previously existing clichés. But no, it's not any person that makes a story. Rather, the unrealized truth that an extraordinary story can save a person from their life. But you already know all this. It's an absolute you have depended on for years at The Grayscale. Promises of action in the field, laying witness to some of the greatest stories humanity has ever known. Only to witness, though. Which is not a limit many can differentiate until several years after saying yes. Greatness is a fickle thing. Just as it is the very power source of those who strive for it. It serves to crush those who only exist in its presence. That is where I currently find your company in its own story. Crushed under the second story of an adjudicator framework collapse. Your work has been exposed by an individual that I see forgot his place was answering questions, not asking them. I have a much-needed plot twist. One you even make an appearance in. The short tale of a smaller man who thought he was abandoning a life of meekness and symmetry for one of greatness and heroism. Only to find that neither came in his size. Submitted for your approval, but noted for my enjoyment. Without introductions and backstory we are too familiar with, I'll simply ask you, whatever happened to Roland Bailey? To be revealed in due time. The what?
Thank you. guess I should probably start by thanking you for all of this. Especially wanting to pull this stunt after we fired you. Paperwork would have been dreadful for an employee to just disappear. That's right. Here we go. And for that crazy woman's video. When I listened to your report, I knew immediately. One day I was going to need this. Look where we are. The devour point itself. Give me your hands.
Help! Help me!
That's a bit cliche, don't you think? Do you really think I would have gone to all this trouble and stayed within anyone's earshot? Okay, start walking.
Where am I supposed to go?
Your problem.
You... But, I don't have anything. I don't know where I am. You can't just leave me out here like this.
Or what?
I'll tell everyone. Anyone who will listen to me. It will be the only thing I do.
Now that would be a situation. I couldn't stand by that, so I should probably just kill you. Right? Or should I follow the aforementioned thoughts that we are alone, you are no one according to the world, and you have equal to your name? I think I'll do that. Feels like the most natural ending. So long, Morris.
This was in my office this morning with a note saying, "Listen to me."
Did you listen to it?
Mr. S., I have trusted you and kept our little situation to myself because of your multiple personal assurances to me that it was fully under control.
I can assure you.
Do not interrupt me again. I am named in these tapes that some radical employee of yours has apparently been releasing. And now, I learn that it is apparently not a new issue.
It looks bad.
It is bad. This is bad. And now, we have another person who knows how bad it is. What if this had gotten out?
I can assure you, for what I can also assure you will be the last time, that the situation is under control. I have been up to my eyes in shit with replacing this auditor, and this slipped by me. Won't happen again. If you'll excuse me.
What about the rest of the tape?
Well, certainly, you of all people can appreciate the sensitivity of this issue. Fewer people involved, the better. Okay, tape recorder, you have my attention.
Freezing my ass off in these woods, bumming cigarettes from ghost chicks. This is not what we're gonna be doing. Come on, man. About time. Where have you been?
Excuse me? I believe the words you were looking for were "thank you for picking me up, sir." Don't you want to correct yourself?
Thank you for picking me up, sir. Are you always going to be this involved with these cases? Pickups and drop-offs?
A few more of these and you'll be off by yourself doing this. Typically, this training is done with a previous agent, but the last person to serve left us rather abruptly.
Did you do this?
For a brief time.
What happened to the last person who worked here? The one who should be training me?
They left us.
When did they leave?
I trust you thought of all these questions after completing your own task?
Yeah, I got it.
Never-ending Nora? Come on, this is absurd.
God, don't change your mics while you're doing the same case.
No, it's what they called my wife.
Bad audio drives me up the wall.
Sorry.
It's fine. Just cut it together, bookend your commentary for them, and submit it at the end of the quarter.
What happens after that?
After I review your audits, MI adjudicates, and the necessary parties are informed.
Who at MI makes the call then?
Oh, did I not mention that? Guess that would mean you were not one of the necessary parties.
Can I ask how the concerned parties came to these conclusions, sir?
There's a device we've always used. Gathers the results in a concise order.
Since you've been here?
Since always. It's not a thing that really goes out of date. It just helps the adjudicator really parse these cases into the objective facts the decisions are made through. Even the cases that seem to exist only with baggage, those decisions still have to be made.
So where is this thing?
Need-to-know basis. It is secure, and that is the only concern you need to have about it.
For the moment, at least. But I'm telling you right now, sir, I'm going to see that thing one day. When I'm up there with you, running the place.
Let's start by learning this job you have first.
Oh, you'll see. I'm going to do some great shit here.
Lured away from a dull and now past life, Roland Bailey has found himself under the employment of Grayscale Technologies. A dreamer with ambitions he could barely see over, Roland took quickly to his new positions, learning his place, working his trade, until the very moment he realized better might not be so good.
How dare you try and tell me how to do my job? And her brother was one of the sick, sadistic fucks Julian picked off.
Bailey.
Yes?
Be quick with this one. The narration is a summary, as in shorter.
Yes, sir.
Do not call me a kid!
Eddie Scupinelli is a man who traded the value of his name for the chance to see it on the front page. A man so obsessed with the survival of that name, he forgot to live a life worth remembering.
Help. For the love of God. Don't leave me out of here like this.
And so it is in this dark alley, at the hands of a monster who blames him for his own creation, that we have seen the death of a writer, and where Eddie Scoop signs off with his final word on tragedy.
I just wanted to be something great.
I am... What?
You gotta help me.
Afraid I can't do that, my friend. Just as you did, we all have a place we must be. Some less pleasant than others, but all an equal piece of the puzzle that makes up the Grayscale. I'm sorry.
What the hell was that? We do not make contact with subjects. We do not engage persons involved in our reports, and we damn sure never apologize to a living person about the work we're doing. What are you apologizing for? Are you doing something wrong here? Because that sure sounded like an admission of guilt.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me right now?
Look, what do you want from me? This has never happened to me before. You didn't tell me shit was like this. Watching people die is not what I signed up for.
You signed up for a job. And the job includes all the tasks as assigned by your supervisor.
Well, then maybe this job may not be the best fit for me.
Excuse me?
I don't think this is the best fit for either one of us, frankly. I question my ability to work with you. Hell, I'm not even sure what we're doing. I think it'd be best if you found somebody else.
Well, I am very sorry you feel that way. I'm afraid, however, that this arrangement is something you will have to see through a little further.
The hell are you talking about?
You signed a contract. You can't just walk away from that.
Contracts get broken all the time. It's just a matter of litigation.
Which will be an issue for you. Because not only did you sign away your right to take action against the company, or to publicly release any information about the company, but you also cannot leave the company at any time until your supervisor allows otherwise.
No one will enforce that.
Well, the other issue you'll have to work around is that you signed away your identity.
Oh, so what? You own the right to call somebody else Roland Bailey?
No. We owned Roland Bailey. But after your job here started, that identity was no longer needed. We terminated it. Death certificate and everything. You walk away from this, you'll spend your eternity in a nut house claiming to be a dead man. Is that the adventure you're looking for?
Well, so that's that?
The whole world just thinks I'm dead? What, my mother just thinks I disappeared? I don't know what to do with that. You know, that's some underhanded shit, you know. You can't possibly tell
I
me...
I will certainly not be getting yelled at by a doe-eyed agent who has just apologized to a dying man. I told you that because this is my last report with you. I am heading back to the main office. Finish this batch, and we'll contact you for the debriefing. If you try anything, I'll know. If you try and leave, you'll have nothing. So just do your job.
With his exits blocked, Roland found himself with nowhere to go but forward, staggering straight, if not stoically, towards a future he had chosen with his eyes closed. Adjusted to the darkness now, he found himself back at the main office, turning in his reports.
Sir? I've got the case files for you, 10 of them.
Ah, yes. The first turn-in for you. I look forward to hearing these.
Do we talk about them or anything?
What? No, just leave them there. I have your thoughts from the conclusions. Thank you.
Sir?
What is it?
I still think you lied to me about this job. And the fact that I can't even talk about these with you when I edited them, it makes me feel like you're trying to cover something up here.
Well, those are some pretty big accusations.
I recognize that.
Do you recognize the offense I might take in you saying such comments?
I didn't recognize you as the kind to be offended, sir.
I admit there appears to be a difference in our initial understandings of your position, which, while regrettable, does not stop us from making the most of it. But if this is a continued issue we are worried about...
It's not an issue. You have the tapes.
Good. Erase the raws and pick up your next load of cases. That will be all today.
Perhaps that was the last wall he needed to hit. Our Roland had begun to find himself. As he felt the corners closing in around him, a plan began to form. Not a misunderstanding, but a lie unspoken. The no one with nothing had a secret to share in a world where that was all you needed.
Mr. S, there's a woman here to see you.
I'm not seeing anyone right now.
She says you've been expecting her.
Have a seat.
Thank you, Mr. S.
Will we be exchanging names?
You know who I am.
In this line of work, you can never be too careful about who you are talking to.
I bet that if I hit play on that tape recorder on your desk right now, we would both hear my voice.
The what? Particular idea with that name?
You seem rather committed to convincing me that you aren't in the middle of listening to my submission.
If
it doesn't interest you, I would be happy to take it elsewhere.
I'm listening if you are ready to talk.
I explained the name thoroughly in my submission.
Yes, your submission. Let's dive into that. The stalking. Recording private information without consent or authority, the legal and ethical violations, the fact that you actually gave this to a member of the media, which of those skills do you feel is your best asset?
I don't think you should ask your questions yet.
Really? Well, why don't you tell me your plan for this impromptu interview?
I think we should keep listening to the tape.
I've heard enough.
But the next part is really good. Speaks miles to my work. I'm not wasting your time, and I hope you won't waste mine. Indulge me. Please.
Hmm. Easy now, easy. You're only making this worse.
How did you get this?
Just keep listening.
This is less than a week ago, and I demand that you tell me how you got this.
I did my job. Now play the tape.
If you keep squirming like this, I'm going to accidentally cut you. That isn't my intention. There we go. Like something out of the movies, right?
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm going to head back soon, and this? All of this? Is now your problem. This is the only problem you have. The other ones you made? Where you released highly classified information? The one where you ran a pirate radio station and shot a cannonball through my fucking life? Those are all my problems now. So you get this one.
You're gonna leave me out here?
That's the plan.
Damn. That sucks.
You made me look stupid, Roland. And I can never look past that. I hope you just barely don't make it.
Can I ask you about the grayscale? You called me Roland. Is that like my last chance for a final wish?
I just wanted you to hear it one last time. So you knew I remembered you. You were a nobody the day we met, and you'll walk away a nobody tonight. Just remember that. Because no one will remember you. The sun will be out in a few hours. I'd make some progress now.
Sir!
One more.
I just wanted to, I just wanted to waste one more second of your time. It seemed important.
No conclusion?
I wasn't sure how far we would get. Didn't want to waste the material.
Pretty critical for any auditor to be concise and objective in their final summaries. So let's hear it. Weigh in on this case.
On your situation?
On the report you made. What do you see here, objectively?
In the dawn, after an evening of decisive action, we come upon a single route to understanding. Agent Bailey had violated his contract when he released classified information. He put careers at risk and made recorded statements speaking against your work and this company. Consumed by vain distraction, he missed the substance of his very positioning and slipped because of it. A fall that I do not believe one gets back up from.
I'm so relieved we see things so similarly.
It seems like a clear fix to your issue of absent auditors would be hiring me, given our similar perspectives and such.
I need people who complete, not overwhelm.
I am thorough. That is my best asset. I never leave questions unanswered. I don't mean to overwhelm, but there is just so much to cover.
If thorough is your excuse, then why is none of this information new to me? You got my attention, but I still haven't been wowed.
I believe Morris is still alive.
Bullshit. Prove it.
Hire me to.
Okay. You want it? You got it. But every case comes straight to me. I approve everything and I keep the raws too. And I want progress on Morris and soon. You got that?
I do, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I think this job is going to be everything I have ever wanted.
We now knew who the voice inside your head really was, and what had happened to him at the devour point. Also, we knew what happened to Morris at that same location, and we knew Mr. S believed her to be behind the mysterious tapes sent in to Roland. But they were taken care of. Everything seemed like it was back to normal, albeit with a new voice leading the charge. Everything was right in the worldview of the collective. We went back to tales of the macabre, rogue doctors, prostitutes, con men, suicide, knock-knock jokes, precocious French children, the whole gamut. But all the while, unbeknownst to those within the collective, Roland Bailey had survived the desert. He had made it to a pirate radio station and began to call out for help through the most encrypted form of speech he could think of. Poetry.
A bid to those listening, though who is my story, your story, how I'm here, how you're near. His tires couldn't turn fast enough, far away from me, deserted amongst dust. With little to go on, and even less in the tank. I'm not fast enough for this. This is vast enough. Where do I go? Where did you go? Where is everybody? Stay tuned. A light, a pinhole of hope in an empty sky, peeking, inching, trying with all its might to sneak through. A light that ignites the midnight sun, dying as quickly as it was born. A concept like death, like exhaustion, to understand is to end. A light that bends across the empty curve of my forward horizon. She begins her blindly dark smile, and I thought that light was hope. A light I was wrong about. The long morrow had only begun. To my misfortune, I remember the night. To know it is to see it end. Walk, walk, walk faster. Stop. Rest. Rest. Enough. Walk. I could eat my shoes. Start with the laces. Then the toe. Then the tongue. Then the soul. I could eat the dirt, start with a grain to fill the gaps in my teeth, end with a handful big enough to choke on. I could eat my hand, start with the nails that tapped on temples, then the fingers that hit record, then the palm that pushed back. Then I'd be rid of what got me in this mess. I'm not moving. Still valley. Move. Walk. 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 I tried to tell the time, tried to look upon the shadow walking right next to me. It stopped being adjacent, more parallel, more me. There was time for that, which is to say that time had left me alone too. Time had had enough at last. No more rest, or plan, or nonsense. Just go. Go till you get there, or don't.
While Roland was calling for help, another case reported on by the What led to an odd blending of realities. A subject who got a little too close to the collective, and the reemergence of one particular doctor.
The basis of any discovery is the control.
You looking for me?
Whoa. Who?
Who would you be looking for all the way out here?
Is your name Danny?
I've been called a lot of names in my time.
I'm looking for Danny. A friend sent me out here.
Some friend they are.
I'm not looking to start any trouble here tonight.
Then I have no idea what brought you out here.
Do you know where Danny is?
Who told you about Danny?
My friend.
Well, I'm looking to make some more friends. Who's yours?
I'm not supposed to name anyone.
So are you here on order?
No, not at all.
I need a name.
His name was Wayne.
Oh shit, Wayne? I love that dude. You're fine, come with me.
Thank you. You have a lovely home.
You don't gotta lie to me.
I wasn't.
That's a shame.
So, how have you been this evening?
Listen, Wayne's friend.
Bradley.
Listen, Wayne's friend Bradley. If you want to hang out, it's going to be $200. And you leave your car keys out here. So if you're interested, let's see some money.
Can I have some water?
You may not.
I'm going to pay, okay? I want to do this. I'm just nervous. Thank you.
Is this your first time?
I would like it to be, but I could only say I'm not used to it.
So then, why come all the way out here?
You come highly recommended.
People would tell you that I only do payment up front. Thank you.
I heard you're the girl to go to when you want something special.
I do like to keep it special.
That you're willing to do things a little different?
That's the only way.
I want to do something dirty with you.
Tell me about it.
I want you to use me. I want to not be able to touch you, and I need that to be the only thing I want. I want to be tied up and gagged. I want you to choke me and smack me, throw water on me, make me beg for air. I want to entertain you. I want to be at your mercy.
Are you sure you want that?
Yes, sir.
Well, give me your hands. This may hurt a little.
Hey! Hey! Hello?
Please, please, help me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the stunt you are about to see is in no way safe. The amazing Bradley will be dropped into the river with chains around his arm and ropes around his wrist, and he will free himself or die an icy death.
Hidden deeper than the desires we dream of keeping to ourselves lie those who live to fulfill them. Merchants of satisfaction in sales of shame, bartering the very bar of decency for dependency. A person we will call Danny gives chase to a certain kind of justice for a certain kind of selfishness. One hidden, in a safe place, of course, on the grayscale.
Danny? Danny?
Danny! Calm down. I need you to calm down, Daniel.
Where am I?
You know exactly where you are. Just control your breath.
What happened?
Are you hearing a ring?
Not now, but...
mild side effect.
Like hell, mild.
I need you to stay calm. It's not good to get too worked up.
What happened?
It was just a sedative. You need to relax, or it will happen again. Feeling better?
Yes.
Wonderful. Are you having a good day today, Daniel? Daniel, I need you to answer me if you want to get past this.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, you know I am.
I clearly don't. You keep saying Daniel.
We've been through this.
And my name is not Daniel.
I am not calling you that.
My name is Danielle.
This is a part of what we're working through. I need you to recognize that your name is Daniel.
Nobody here named Daniel.
Danny, I am willing to give you this, but I need you to let it go and actually talk to me.
My day was fine.
Have you had any more incidents?
Nope.
No moments where you found yourself having negative thoughts or exchanges with other people?
Nope.
Nothing else you want to discuss with me?
Why would you ask me that?
I'm here to see you, Danny. Are you feeling anything unusual?
What's with the questions?
I'm sorry to have upset you. I'm just looking to spend some time with someone. And I heard you were good for that.
You're young.
I suppose so.
Real young. You shouldn't be having problems like this yet.
I'm looking for a certain kind of person to spend my time with.
Like I said, too young for this stuff.
I have the money.
But not the wisdom. Boy, go on home.
Wait. Please.
I hope you had something better to say than...
I need someone to hear me out. I'm not looking to be with you in any inappropriate way. I need a favor. An extra set of hands. I know your typical line of work has a more experienced flair to it, but I need someone with your open mind.
I ain't a freelancer.
Just hear me out. I would pay for that.
Why do you need me?
I don't. But I don't have a lot of friends. Not a big talker with any of the ones I do have. I want to say some things, but I don't want to have to be seen by anybody afterwards.
Whatever. Come on in.
You have a lovely home.
What are we doing here?
Ma'am, what I'm about to ask you to do may sound strange, but I need you to know I'm serious when I propose it.
It's $300 up front. Did you drive?
I want you to kill me.
Like a murder fantasy?
No. I want you to end my life.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
I need your help with this.
If you are so sure you want it, why not just do it yourself?
I can't bring myself to do it.
Maybe you don't want it then.
I need it to be a surprise. I want to end my life. I don't want to live.
Nobody wants to live, but if we all died, who'd pay for the service?
I'll pay you $1,000 right now if you kill me.
For that price? You could find someone a lot nicer than me to do it. Your body would probably end up in a nicer spot, too.
I don't want that. I want this. You're supposed to give people what they need. I need this.
This is some dumb shit. If I do this, I'm not going to give you a funeral, and they ain't going to find you. You're going to go out like that. You sure you want that?
What do you care? You've got the money.
I've still got to ask if this is what you want.
Yes, hold me.
What?
Danny.
Your head start begins now.
What the shit is this?
You may run or hide. You may fight back if you wish. But you must try to live. My hunt will end at sunset, if you live that long. I wish you a long life.
Run! Danny!
You?
We gotta run!
Pam, 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 I'm going to find you, and when I'm done...
Shh. I don't know how far he is.
Way to face your death back there.
You heard the guy. We have to at least try.
Do you have to try so close to me?
I didn't want to know what he could do if we didn't.
He'd probably kill you.
This is so much pressure, it makes my head hurt.
All you have to do is not overthink this, and I'm sure he'll find you.
I don't want to think about that.
You said you wanted to die.
I wanted to be killed. I wanted you to take care of that. I didn't want this hunt with some crazy British guy.
Buyer's remorse.
I wanted you to take this out of my hands, and now you've made me suffer through it.
You're not the only one. I've never been taken into one of these.
I'm glad you're here.
Why would that make you happy?
This is all in your head. It would make you happy.
No, this is real. That dude, he's not with me or...
You're projecting.
That's no good.
I'm what?
This is you.
What are you...
Projecting. These delusions are being projected into focus, and it is harmful.
What's happening? I feel wet.
Danny, stay with me.
Where's the young guy?
These ideas are dangerous, Danny, to you and those around you.
What am I doing here? I gotta get back.
Where are you going?
I gotta get back to the forest, to the hunt.
We need to control these issues now.
I need to get out of here.
I need you to talk to me, Danny. What's going on?
I have to help. He was trapped.
Are you trapped, Danny? Because if it's just a box, open the lid.
Who are you talking to?
Please don't do this! What is this?
I guess he got us.
This is all your fault, you sick freak!
My chest hurts.
If you hadn't been around, if you hadn't brought us into this hellhole...
I thought I was doing what people wanted.
All I wanted to do was to die in peace. I wanted to end this because nothing makes me happy. I was trying to like things, and I just didn't. I didn't ask for me. I just wanted to be done. You're a monster!
This all just feels so heavy. It hurts.
Come here, boys. It's time for me to skin you or something equally terrible.
Right. Wrong.
Come on, Danny, stay with me. I just need you to breathe.
I... Help!
We're here to help, Danny. Just stay with us. Well, that's unhelpful. I see you got one of the new key cards.
That did not look good.
Well, progress isn't the prettiest.
I need an update, not a slogan, Wayne.
We are doing what we can. The results aren't what we are hoping for at this point.
This is science. I shouldn't be hoping. Do you think you are making real progress?
Yes, unquestionably. He felt bad. He just... died, too.
Not a great sell here.
Well, in the midst of a scale-up, you haven't made things any easier. We have to move her if...
This is not the time.
How many of these things are just going to come up, Mr...
Let me be crystal clear about this, since you seem to have suddenly become quite forgetful. I am in charge here. This operation falls under MI and Grayscale Technologies, so the only thing you need to say to me is yes, sir. As for our issue, and do note the use of the pronoun R in this qualifier, as your current level of participation already leaves your head right next to mine on the chopping block if this goes to shit. As for our situation, I appreciate the update. Keep it to yourself, and I'll be in touch, understood?
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you get everything you needed?
Yeah, I did. Thanks for letting me take care of that. I'm ready to head out. How about you?
Almost. I need to grab one more thing. I'll meet you back there?
Sure.
There are trials and errors, neither without tribulations, but a life called Danny was said to mention only the latter. Infected by a depravity inflicted on others of dire circumstance, consumed by the gluttony of his contemporaries, lost in pursuit of what we believe to be excellence. That kind deserving of a grade, but beyond review, a goal that must mean something more.
We learn that the What and Mr. S were leaving work together, and that she would meet him back there. Meanwhile, Roland Bailey was getting to his wit's end, telling the tale of escaping the desert with the help of a third man, but not getting the reply back that he so desperately wanted.
And now, for the how... The secret was always thrice. The third day, at 3, on the 3rd from the sun, I took my 3rd step and collapsed for the 3rd time from thirst. Breeze, trouncing and trekking around my head. The number of the miracle, the mark of grace, an estimated wait time, a deadline. A deadline? Without walls, I hear the door slam.
Repetition beyond confirmation. Impacts like the steps used to leave in the sand in the shoes of a dead man. I find myself at the gap between 2 and 4. This is the product of me and a story, but we are 60 with the remainder of 6. A product? Not the answer. I needed a miracle. I needed balance. And now I needed a third. I gasp a dry breath of sand through a now cool mouth. Once again to see if I can. But the third is the miracle. I am not a lie. So the third must be real.
I've shot my arrow in the air. Where it lands? That's up to you. I've done what I can. It's your turn to make moves so we, together, can make more of them. Endgame standing by, awaiting your long-distance call.
Ring-a-ding, girl!
Sorry. No time left for quips and verse. Nothing in the inbox. Nothing in my head box. Answer me.
It seemed that Roland was broadcasting into a void. That was, until...
To die is to be forgotten. To be forgotten is to die. No chance of answer. Nothing in the dark.
Agent Bailey?
Agent Morris.
Come here. I want to see you.
Roland and Morris. Alive and meeting together. Mr. S and the what? Going to the same place. The director of entertainment in power. Unaware of all of this. Corey Hannigan still unaccounted for. How will all of this shake out? We'll tune in February 14th. To hear the answers and hopefully get everything you ever wanted.